How many of you have had a dream where you just knew for sure that it was not an ordinary, it was some type of message? Okay, somebody want to tell us about some dream you've had? Lorraine, you want to tell us about it? Or if it's private, fine, but if somebody's got a dream they can tell us about.
Yeah, but do you want to know anything in particular? I mean, do you want like a dream with a message attached to it?
Just if you've got a dream with a message.
All right, I was dreaming that I was in the back seat of my car and a vampire was driving my car. And I was helpless in the back seat of my car. I couldn't do anything. And then the next scene was me, nobody's driving my car. I'm still in the back seat, but I'm leaning over the front seat trying to steer. I can't reach the pedals and I can't steer very well. Car's still out of control, but at least I'm trying.
Yeah.
And in the next scene, I am driving the car. And when I woke up, I realized that that's kind of a progression of my life. First, I'm really not in control of anything, and then I'm in control, but I'm not really good at it. And then the purpose of life is to learn how to drive a car, how to steer your life.
Okay.
I have one.
Okay.
I had my sister died a couple of decades ago. She committed suicide. She had troubles in her life, and she would have psychotic episodes once in a while.
Yeah.
And she started to have them more often and deeper.
Mm-hmm.
And she was so embarrassed about it that she tried to kill herself several times, and she finally succeeded.
Mm-hmm.
So then one day, 5 years later, I had a dream. And the dream was my sister. She came to me and she said, come with me. I'd like to show you where I live now. So I said, okay. And so I started walking with her, and we were walking up a hill, a grassy hill, and she said, maybe my friend Joanne is here. If I can find her, I'll introduce you to my friend Joanne. And, okay. And it started raining like crazy. And the rain was falling down really hard and flowing down the hill, but it wasn't muddy. It was all grass. And there was a grate that was catching all the water. And she walked over to that grate and lifted it off and looked in, and she said, oh, Joanne is here. And this great big crocodile came sliding out of that grate. And it was like 20 feet long. It was huge. And this crocodile's sliding down the hill on the wet grass. And my sister, Maxine, was running after it. And I'm running after her. It's a crocodile. You know, watch out. And so at the bottom of the hill, the crocodile slips and tumbles, and my sister tumbles. And strange thing, the crocodile had udders like a cow.
Really?
Yeah, and you know, none of this was making any sense to me at the time.
Yeah.
And so then she lands up on top of this crocodile, and the crocodile turns its head back and clomps up right onto Maxine's head. Then Maxine smiled at me from inside the crocodile's mouth. And I was studying lucid dreaming at the time. And I thought, well, now, wait a minute. Reptiles, mammals, crocodiles, udders. I said, you can't do that. You know, that's not right. And then I thought, hey, that is an incongruity in a dream. And so now I've recognized I'm dreaming, and I'm lucid of the fact that I'm dreaming. And so I thought, well, wow, how am I going to keep this dream going? And I thought, oh, I'm going to go to the bathroom. And I immediately woke up, and I had to go into the bathroom.
Really?
Yeah, I had to urinate. It ended my dream. Anyway, way later, like 5 or 6 years later, we had a funeral for my dad. And the whole family was there, and Maxine's two daughters were going to be there. And that morning I woke up, and the meaning of that dream hit me just as I woke up. I suddenly understood the whole dream. And what it was, she struggled with some problems, which I don't really know specifically, what was causing her problems. But the crocodile represented her problems that terrified her. And her being in the mouth of the crocodile and smiling at me from there was a symbol that she had was now at total at peace with those problems. She had worked her way through them during her several years in the spirit world. And so now she had gotten past those problems. And the udders, you know, were there just so that I could see an incongruity and fulfill my desire for a lucid dream, because that's one of the basic tricks, is to recognize an incongruity and then realize you're dreaming. Anyway, and so I was able to tell her two daughters that day that their mother was doing fine in this world and had worked her way through her problems.
Anyway.
Okay.
So, JJ, sometimes when I sleep and in the morning I wake up, I feel as though I've been somewhere. Somebody said that was sleep school.
Well, yeah, and that's where your mind goes. Your mind will go to the spirit world, and sometimes you will attend classes there.
But you said the mind goes back to the higher self.
Yeah, the higher self attends classes too.
Really?
I mean, I'm still learning.
Talk about overachiever, huh?
Yeah, it knows a lot more than you do, but it's still working, evolving on its plane, just as you're evolving on your plane. And as you evolve on your plane, you help it evolve on its plane.
One time I had a dream, and I remember the day after we were actually driving up to the cabin, and I was just exhausted, which I never wake up tired, ever, ever, ever. And I told James, do you remember this? And I said, I swear I feel like I was taken up like by Martians on another planet. No, I'm not. It's not funny. I was really serious. I felt like I had been examined. And
during your dream state?
Yeah. Well, that no. Now I'm wide awake the very next day, but I couldn't get rid of this feeling that I had, that I had been taken away that night for a long period of time.
After dream school,
you felt tired?
Oh, I was exhausted.
Well, this is what abductees say, UFO abductees say, that they often feel that something happened or missed some time, and then when they're hypnotized, they tell a story about how they're beamed aboard a flying saucer and all kinds of things. And I think a lot of these stories happen in the etheric state.
Okay.
Where maybe some beings did access you or something, but it probably wasn't in the physical. It was probably just in either the dream astral or etheric state or something.
Yeah, it's only happened once, but I remember that as soon as we got to the cabin, I said, I have to take a nap.
Did you feel threatened by them?
No.
Or did you feel they were benevolent?
I don't even really remember them, per se. I just remember feeling... It's just that feeling like I know that I went somewhere, but I don't know where I went.
Yeah.
And I had that sense that I had been examined, and that actually no, I think I felt like I wasn't scared.
Well, maybe it's like in your normal dream state, your mind goes so completely that you're completely unaware of what your mind is doing, and what your physical brain is. And it's possible that you were like in the midway spot here in the etheric, where your mind and emotions were both in between, and your body didn't get very much rest because of that. So
I don't know, maybe.
And so you did wake up tired, huh?
Oh, I was, yeah.
So.